Here came the count from ground control.
One, two, three, go!
They jumped together, holding on to one another, determined not to let go. They started floating, and the command for the release of the net followed. They let go of their hands and threw the net out wide while holding onto the corners. That was when the trouble started. Somehow, the dragon's claw got tangled up in the net, and the dragon was being dragged by the net, whereas the plan had been that the dragon would be dragging the net himself.
My claw's stuck in the net! I can't fly like this! I need help!
He called out. Already they were being pulled away from where they were supposed to go.
Stay calm, relax, the voice from ground control kept saying. We are trying to find a solution.
But Josie and the dragon knew that unless something happened very fast, they were going to be out of reach. If I float over to your side of the net, I might be able to cut a hole in it with my special space knife. Then you can pull your claw out.
Josie, that would mean you'd have to let go. And you know we mustn't do that. It's dangerous, and that could get us both into trouble.
There's no alternative, Josie urged the dragon. We need to do it fast. And before he was able to object, Josie had let go. She was floating off at high speed. She used her arms as if she was swimming, hoping it would help her to aim towards the dragon. She knew her space knife was in the pocket of her right trouser leg. Oh no! Suddenly a piece of space junk had appeared. The dragon shouted,
"Watch out!"
So she curled herself up into a little ball and just managed to avoid a collision with a spiky piece of metal debris. She had to get back on track, with her arms as a rudder. Oh, what had she done?